It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Celebrated American architect Frank Lloyd Wright once drew up plans for the area occupied by Point State Park. While those plans didn't come to fruition, the area is proud to boast two homes designed by the visionary architect, Kentuck Knob and the iconic Falling Water. This weekend, which would have marked Frank Lloyd Wright's 146th birthday, Opera Theater of Pittsburgh, in conjunction with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, will present Shining Brow, an opera covering 11 years in the life of Frank Lloyd Wright, which will be performed on the exterior terraces of Falling Water. Here to tell us more about this unique staging is Opera Theater of Pittsburgh's artistic director, Jonathan Eaton. Jonathan Eaton, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me.
In reading about Frank Lloyd Wright, it seems like parts of his life are situations found in grand opera. Tell us how Shining Brow came about.
Well, Frank Lloyd Wright contains intensely dramatic material, and I think any composer is attracted to a story which has rich and interesting personal relationships that then, however, play out on a much wider scale. So on the side of the personal relationships, the piece deals with 10 years in Frank Lloyd Wright's life from 1903 to 1914, in which he effectively abandoned his mentor and teacher, took from the office some of that teacher's architectural designs, absconded with that teacher's preferred client, Edwin Cheney, turned Edwin Cheney into his own client and built a house based on his teacher's design. So this is all pretty nefarious stuff. And then it gets personal when Frank Lloyd Wright falls in love with his client's wife, Mamma Cheney, and leaves his own family for Mamma. And for 10 years, they go from America to Berlin, Europe, Italy. The new consort, Mamma Cheney, feels largely abandoned and also deeply hurt by the gossiping and disapproval of society, because people didn't get divorced in those days, and Mamma Cheney wasn't granted a divorce by her husband initially, nor was Frank by his former wife. And the climax to the personal drama is pretty terrible. Mamma Cheney is in Taliesin, the house Frank Lloyd Wright built for her, with her children, actually, and the house gets burnt down by a crazed cook. And as those inside are trying to escape, including Mamma and her kids, the cook goes at them with an axe and a machete, and they're killed. So it ends in a terrible tragedy, at the end of which Frank resolves to rebuild Taliesin as a memorial to Mamma. That's the personal side, and it's grand opera.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you couldn't write a better story if you made the whole thing up, but in this case, it's true.
But the interesting thing also is that attached to this story, and this is another thing that attracted the composer and librettist, is a whole discussion about the responsibility of the artist to society. Frank Lloyd Wright was widely known for having an ego that was certainly the size of some of his greatest designs, architectural structures. And often as not, he would try to claim that genius gave a man special rules of behavior. He didn't have to follow the ordinary rules of ordinary men because he wasn't an ordinary man. And these sorts of moral and philosophical issues are explored a little in the opera. Also issues of art, you know, does form follow function? Is that what makes great architecture or great music for that matter? So it becomes a very widely interesting piece, both because of the extraordinary dramatic nature of his personal life and because of so much of what he stood for as an architect and an artist.
So where did the idea to stage Shining Brow on the terraces of Falling Water come from?
I became interested in the composer partly through one of our colleagues, our music director, Robert Frankenbury, and we commissioned Darren Hagen, who writes very interesting, strongly American contemporary music. I like that. Here we are in America. We should be writing for our audience. My attention was drawn to the fact that there was a piece about Frank Lloyd Wright pre-existing, and that was the grand opera version of what we're doing. Darren took what was a grand opera with chorus, large orchestra, taking 3 hours to perform, which he premiered 15 years ago in Madison, Wisconsin. And after our discussions, reduced it to six singers and six instrumentalists, and it focuses, the new new version, the chamber version, if you like, focuses much, much more closely on the personal aspects of Frank Lloyd Wright and his story. And I think it becomes a different but fascinating and powerful piece. And once we decided we wanted to do a small version of it, then the idea seemed a natural one. Well, let's do it in Frank Lloyd Wright designed structures. And the one here is the iconic Falling Water. What a perfect place to do an opera in many ways. Who needs scenery when you've got falling water? And so with my board president, who's a terrific guy called Dr. Eugene Myers, who had a connection to the Conservancy, we went off to visit with Linda Wagoner, who runs Falling Water. And to her enormous credit, instead of saying, oh my goodness, you can't do an opera on our terraces, she saw that there was a sort of visionary side to it and an amazingly appropriate side to doing a piece about Frank Lloyd Wright on one of the most key structures that he designed and built. And it would be a small event with small audiences because you can't fit that many in. We decided with Linda that doing it inside the house didn't give the piece enough space, and we took the bold route of performing it on the terraces, on the balconies, if you like, and putting the audience on the bridge and the pathways 20 feet away. And all of this decision-making process took several months. And I have to say, with great credit to all concerned, nobody dug in their heels and said, now, wait a minute, what are you trying to do? Are you crazy? And the result of all that is that tonight, weather permitting, we open a new production of a brand new version of an opera that existed 15 years ago. A new version is in a chamber form. Very powerful work on the terraces of this most magnificent building, some would say, for many, many, many miles around.
We're talking with Jonathan Eaton. He is the artistic director of the Opera Theater of Pittsburgh. They are staging Shining Brow, an opera covering 11 years in the life of Frank Lloyd Wright at Falling Water. I'm curious what, if any, unique challenges you had to overcome in staging this opera on the terraces of Falling Water.
The biggest challenge so far is the weather. Yeah, because the weather isn't singing its part, and it's missing a couple of those high seas at the moment. There's a sort of low rumble of thunder in the background. That's the biggest challenge. One would think that with a structure as famous and as fragile, actually, as Falling Water, that the staff there would be saying, oh, no, you can't do that, and oh, you can't touch this. But the staff have been terrific. They've allowed and assisted us to do whatever we felt necessary to make the opera a powerful experience for everybody. So that was a challenge we anticipated that didn't exist. The Falling Water folks have been better than anyone could have imagined, and they're right there with us. The only other challenge is an acoustic one, because there is a river running under Falling Water, and that makes a certain noise, and after it's rained, it makes rather more noise. But we've got terrific amplification teams, and we've set up a sound system where after 20, 30 seconds of listening, you ignore the background noise of the stream and the event works. Putting lighting up in some of the trees was a bit of a challenge, but a challenge that the Falling Water grounds folks and my guys have risen to. So you could see people scaling the trees around Falling Water, yanking up lights on ropes. That's a challenge that's been happily addressed. So we're all pretty much ready to go if the weather plays along.
And so when it's all said and done, Jonathan, what do you hope people will take away from this opera?
Well, when I first encountered this piece, I had no idea what sort of checkered personal history Frank Lloyd Wright had. And then I went and read about him and discovered a good deal more about both Frank Lloyd Wright, the man, and the architect. I hope people will go away from it with a renewed interest in one of the great American artists, and certainly the greatest American architect of the late 20th century. I also hope the audiences will go away with a unique feeling of having been part of a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because it's not often that you do an opera on the terraces of Falling Water. Never happened before. And we wanted it to be a sort of all-embracing event. There aren't that many people we can fit in, but the ones we do have, we plan to give them a private party inside the house. So the evening will start with wine in the house and on the terraces, which is a pretty unique experience. Then it carries on with summer fare on the lawns and in the grounds. Then the opera takes place, and then we all go up to the pavilion for dessert and champagne. So the hope is to create not just an operatic event at Falling Water, but a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Jonathan Eaton is the Artistic Director of Opera Theatre of Pittsburgh, which, in conjunction with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, will present Shining Brow, an opera covering 11 years in the life of Frank Lloyd Wright. It'll be performed on the exterior terraces of Falling Water. Jonathan Eaton, thank you so much for making time to be our guest on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having me with you.
Coming up, a ride along the Gap Trail and the Wonder Boys explore the mysteries of Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.